Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. Mark, let me ask you this. In your work with moms and dads, because I know you've got the kids there at Heartlight, but you're working with their parents as well, how do you encourage them to respond, maybe to understand and then respond to the culture that their kids are growing up in today?
Yeah, you know, what a great, great question. I don't think enough parents ask that question, that if the culture is pushing our kids, and it's a culture that every one of us have said, I'm glad that I don't have to grow up in this culture, then what are we doing to make sure that we're relieving the pressure of the culture with our kids? And I think the first thing is just being aware of that, so that it changes the way that I engage with my child, it changes the way that I move toward them, and it changes the atmosphere, because I know that they're under pressure, and I don't want them to be, so I don't move toward them just to discipline them and interrogate them and to get them into trouble. But I participate in their life because I don't want them to end up at a place that they don't want to end up, and I want to help get them to a place that they want to go. So I think that parents, you know, it's just keeping your eyes peeled a lot when you spend time with your child and you look and you're doing all those things. It's just, you know, it's saying, do you see any drug paraphernalia around the house? Can you smell incense? Are they attending parties that you don't really know what's going on, much like the farm party that you talk about? You know, keep tabs of where your son or daughter goes. Show interest and participate. And you can do that without being a policeman or an interrogator. You can just show some concern, but then check some things out as well. If you don't feel comfortable about something, just go, you know, I need to ask some more questions here. And don't be afraid to ask those questions. And just see where it takes you. Look for changes in behavior of your child, things they used to hate, now they love, and things they love they used to, you know, it's just a change totally. Sleep patterns, the friends, the change in appetite, laziness comes in, lack of motivation, poor grades. Those are all signs that something else is going on, and that's what needs to be focused on.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.